Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. And greetings in Jesus' name. You know, He came to this earth so you and I could have a way of making heaven our home. Let's go to the Father now in prayer, because you see, the Lord Jesus also made the way for you and I to be able to go directly to Him. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we get into your word tonight, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds, Father, to be receptive unto this your word, so that we can grow strong in knowledge and wisdom and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ each and every time, Father, that we get into your word. Now, Father, be with us to study tonight. And we're asking this all in Jesus' name. All right. You've got everything ready. We are going to take communion tonight. So if you've got it ready, we'll get started. You know, it was on that same night that the Lord Jesus Christ, in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Take your bread. And after the same manner, also, when he had such saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." take your for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Now may you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Now, you know, we're going to be in 2 Solomon chapter 16. All right. Beginning here with verse 1. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba, the servant, met Philistia, met him with a couple of asses, saddled and upon them 200 loaves of bread and 100 bunches of raisins and 100 of summer fruits and a bottle of wine. Verse 2. The king said unto Ziba, what meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. 3. Then the king said, and where is thy master's son? Ziba said unto the king, behold, he abideth at Jerusalem, for he said, today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Now we know this truth about Ziba last will eventually surface. And as we go into 4, then said the king to Ziba, behold, thine are all that pertain this mistful. Anyway, I can't say that name. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, O Lord, my Lord, O King. Now, 5. And when King David came to Mahiram, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimeah, the son of Gerah. He came forth and cursed still as he came. 6. And he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. 7. And thus said Shimeah when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, thou man of Belial. 8. The Lord has returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord has delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Now, 9. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. In other words, he's wanting to go take off his head and kill him. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? 11. And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which come forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do? All right. He's talking about now, how much worse may this Benjamite do? It let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has bidden him. 12. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. David's not even wanting him to harm him for all his cursing. He's thinking that the Lord will work something good from that. 12. It may be that the Lord will look on my afflictions, and the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Can you see there? Now 13. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimeah went along on the hills, sighed over against him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. 14. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. You know, David humbly accepts Shimei's wicked cursing as God's judgment. And he leaves matters with the Lord. God alone could forgive and restore David, and David would leave the fate of Shimei with him. And Shimei would later have reason to regret his actions and would learn that David could be a gracious and forgiving person. You see, that's why David was not letting them do Shimei any harm, because David had turned everything over to the Lord. We need to learn to turn a lot more things to come our way today. over to the Lord and let him handle it. And when we do that, everything will always work out for the good and for our good. Now, 15. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem. And Achitophel with him, passed Hushai, the Archite, David's friend, was come unto Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king. God save the king. 17. And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? And Hushai said unto Absalom, nay, but whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel, his will I be, and with him will I abide. 19. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son as I have served in thy father's presence? So will I be in thy presence. This one has been serving a lot of them. Now, 20. Then said Absalom to Achitophel, counsel among you what we shall do. And Achitophel said unto Absalom, go in unto thy father's concubines, which he has left to keep the house. And all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father. Then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong. Now he's trying to talk Dave or Absalom into going into David's concubine, his dad's concubines there, and doing things he should not be doing. But this one is telling that if he'll do that, he'll be stronger with his men. 22. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house. And Absalom went in unto his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. He's doing this in the sight of all of Israel. He's not hiding. Now, you see, 23, counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the articles of God, so with all the counsel of him, both with David and with Absalom. You see, because a royal counselor was considered to be God's spokesman, both David and Absalom valued his advice. Think about that. And yet, he could stir up and cause a lot of trouble and a lot of things to go on that should not be going on. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 16. I'm not going into 17. We'll just cut a little short tonight. But 17 is actually 29 verses long. And we're still going to be dealing with more or less these same ones that are really against David. This I stop him. I stop him. That's about as close as I can get to that name. Said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will raise and pursue after David this night. You see, this is what we're going to be getting into, God willing, in the morning. Now, they are going again after David. David hasn't had an easy life, has he? But you see, too, David, in his day and time, had a lot of things his way that you and I don't have in our day and time. It's like he had many wives and a lot of concubines. And he could have children by all of them. We do know he had quite a few children. And there was even trouble among his children. Now, this one son that was really after him, after David, his dad, after he had killed his brother. And he killed his brother because of his sister. Now, like I say, we're going to stop here for the evening. And I pray that we can get back in the morning. We get back into 17, and we will probably end up getting even into 18. Because one thing about the Song of Solomon, most of it is reading, because it more or less explains itself and what it is doing. We just have to really stop and think and consider that a lot is going on that we cannot do in our day and time. But it's letting us see about our history and the history of mankind. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, fathers, we come to a close of your word. We thank you, Father, for this word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for Israel, Jerusalem. We pray for them, Father. We pray for them that things will work out, Father, to where they can have peace and to where those that have been left without homes, without food, without clothing, Father, will be taken care of. But more than that, Father, we pray that all Israel will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. Now, Father, this land of ours is filled with so much evil, so much sin this day and time, because it turned its back and walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ, taking him out of every place he was in. Father, it was done so by those that are evil sitting in our government, bringing this evil upon our people, getting them to accept things, Father, that is an abomination unto you. Now, Father, I pray they be removed from office and replaced with those that walk with you and will serve you, will love you and love the Lord Jesus, love the church, love your people, and love this country. Father, work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, for each and every one that is part of this ministry, that listens to this ministry, I pray for them. Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, James Taylor, Bobby and Millie Johnson, Sue Branson, Deborah, and Daryl, my wife, and all of those, Father, there in Brandenburg Nursing Home. Now, Father, myself, and all of our families, because we all have family members that are walking in darkness. Holy Spirit, work with them and with us to help to bring them to a knowledge that they need something more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and that they will walk from that darkness to light, and that being Jesus, and repent and get started on their journey. Father, in God's word, in his way and his will. Now, Father, as we close out this evening, keep us all in health. Keep us safe through this evening and tonight, and bring us together again in the morning, Father, and back into your word at 10 a.m. in our study time, Father. Father, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless. Have a good night.